Good morning, 7:45. Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us in studio this morning. Good Friday morning, Alan.
And to you, David. And as always, thank you for everything you're doing for all of us.
As I must repeat to you, and of course to all our listeners for tuning in to hear your words at 7:45 each morning. And we started yesterday with the sort of politics going on at the Olympics in Rio. And we now see, and you often use this word when you quote the Princess Bride, that Ryan Lochte and his fellow swimmers...
Liar.
Is this a real big deal? Is the paper seem to be making it?
Well, even the guy in the Olympics official said, hey, come on, they're a bunch of kids, you know. Yeah. Give them a break. People do stupid things. And it was stupid. Now, there's a lot riding on these people, and I am sure they know that, and I am sure they are spoken to before the Olympics and told, everything you do will be spotlighted. And yet, they still do that. They go into a men's room, they misbehave, you know, they do something that's really probably pretty ugly, and they get out of the place, and then, oh my goodness, and they're on a camera, and a guy catches them, and he says, you owe us some money, and instead... They do the full Monty. They go all the way, and they say, "Okay, you gotta, you know, we were robbed." And it doesn't speak well of them, and will probably define them for a long, long time.
Interesting. Well, Trump expressing regret.
Well, we have the new Trump now, David. I want to point out that in Great Britain, elections can last like a month.
Yeah, sure.
As the kid would say, like a month. But in fact, there are 3 months to go here. And what they're trying to do is redefine the candidate. And if you heard the NPR story earlier this morning, you heard that they found themselves somebody who said that she came in with all kinds of doubts about Trump, but based on the new Trump. Now, you know, she had changed her mind. Now, look, we know, and I've quoted it so much that it's falling out of everybody's ears. Freud said, after the age of 4, too late. Character's character. And there's an awful lot on tape. So if I'm the Democrats, I'm preparing all kinds of things about the Mexicans and about women and bleeding from here or there, you know, and that kind of stuff, and just showing it over and over and over again. Now, he may be attempting to, you know, reclassify himself as a moderate, but to some people it'll work because some people will believe that he's rehabilitated himself.
Well, let's go to a conversation you had yesterday with the state comptroller, Thomas DiNapoli.
Great guy.
Who has been under some attack from the governor for some of his audits of the governor's programs. And he didn't necessarily defend himself, but he defended his people.
Well, he did. And he's a class act. He's always been a class act. He's a great guy. He's one of the most popular people in Albany. Of course, he doesn't have a famous name. Like Andrew Cuomo does, which is what really works for him. But many people still don't know who the state controller is, even after all his wonderful time. But, you know, he's in office. He's cleaned up that controller's office. You know what they've done. They've gone ahead and worked really hard to do professional audits. They look at state agencies and some very dubious programs, like how the Cuomo people are handing out their economic development money. A lot of people are being subpoenaed now. He goes in and he does an honest audit. He didn't do it. His professional people did it. And he said, stop picking on my people. They're all good people.
Well, you know, there's been rumors abound that he might challenge the governor in a primary for governor. He pushed away from that.
He said, and I knew it was baloney. You know, people will make stuff up as much as they can. On the other hand, there's nothing I'd like to see more. However, I don't think it'll happen. He loves his job, he loves his work, and he's very, very good at it and very professional at it.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, we thank you and our listeners. Have a great weekend.
Yes, indeed.